The Alliance for Insurance Reform has called on the Department of Justice to get its skates on and tackle legal costs. A key contributor, they say, to the high insurance premiums that individuals, small businesses and voluntary groups face. By way of background, in 2011, the Troika came and said we should reduce legal costs. In 2020, the Kelly Report delivered 95 recommendations to deliver radical reforms of the civil justice system. But one action in relation to tackling soaring legal costs was deferred. The Kelly Group was divided on whether guidelines on a scale of legal costs should be mandatory or non-binding. The Minister commissioned a piece of economic research on litigation costs from Indicon. Now the Alliance for Insurance Reform says this assessment should be delivered and delivered without delay. Peter Boland is Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Peter, good morning. What do you and your organisation say is the continuing impact of these high legal costs on small businesses, individuals and others?
Well, the broad context of this is that it has increasingly become the case that many types of litigation are moving beyond the resources of all but the few. And they're the words of former Chief Justice Frank Clark in 2017. And if you look at the impact that has on policyholders specifically, to give you an example, the recent National Claims Information Database report from the Central Bank showed that the legal fees now account for 33% of the total cost of litigated settlements. And those legal costs have increased by 31% since 2015. So not only is the situation unacceptable, but it's becoming worse by the year.
You know, don't you, though, that no one issue is going to be responsible for reducing the costs of litigation. So why do you say that this report that is anticipated from Indicon could be key to the progress on this?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are many facets to this, but this is a key one. It's currently the only show in town in that it is the vehicle that the Department of Justice is using to assess all the options that are available and then move on to make some decisions. And so nothing is going to happen without the publication and assessment of this report. And it's now a year late. It's dragging on interminably, and we have made multiple attempts to ascertain when it's due and haven't been successful. And so we're calling on the department and the minister in particular to make sure that this happens without delay.
What are you hoping this report will do?
Well, what we hope it would do, and we were very engaged in the submissions on it way back in March of 2022, is that it will evaluate from an economic perspective what's happening and what needs to be done to get galloping legal fees under control. There will, we assume, be a number of options, and then those options will be assessed. But ultimately, what we need to do is get legal fees under control. And that has been acknowledged by all constituent parts of society for many years, but just nothing has happened on it.
But just to stay with that, isn't that about the implementation of all 95 of the recommendations that were contained in the Kelly report about reducing perhaps the voluminous amounts of paperwork that are now involved in the discovery for cases in involving these claims, and for reducing court time, access to court, speed of access? You know, it isn't just, and the costs follow the size of a claim and the amount of time it takes to litigate it.
They do, but they would have that in common with many jurisdictions. But it has become increasingly clear, and the National Competitive Council made this very point back in 2019, that there's growing evidence that the cost of settling a claim in Ireland is more expensive than in comparable jurisdictions and has increased dramatically over the last number of years. So, we are an outlier on this, and it needs to be addressed. It is not just an issue in terms of the cost of insurance and the impact that has in society, but it is a much broader issue in terms of the way that society conducts itself.
The Department of Justice says the work is at an advanced stage and a final report is expected shortly. But even with a final report, you then need decisions and implementation.
And this is only the first step, absolutely. But look, if you don't take a first step, you're not going to make any progress.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Peter Boland there from the Alliance for Insurance Reform.